talk more about that when Mike Sheen joins us after eight, because we've got to get to this man, Andrew McKay, who has been involved in footy for a long, long time as an outstanding footballer and an administrator with the Carlton Footy Club. It's his last weekend. I wonder whether he has a little bit of deja vu back to when he was retiring as a player. He joins us online. Welcome, Andy.
Morning, guys. Morning, Tim.
Good to talk to you. Is it a bit like your last weekend of footy where you drive into the car park for the last time and you're doing the things that you've done for so long now and you know that next week it won't be there?
Probably. Well, I think if I cast my mind back to the playing days, I retired after the season had finished, so I didn't have that opportunity to know it was my last game. I think deep inside it was my last game. We got pumped by North Melbourne, but I knew that was my last game, I think, then, even though I hadn't announced it. But certainly, it'll be a funny feeling on Saturday, but I'm looking forward to the next challenge.
What is the next challenge? Good morning to you, Andy.
Morning, Tim. I'm not sure yet. I'd like to stay on sport. I feel as though I need a change of environment. I've been at Carlton for a long time now, and if I'm going to progress in the sporting space, I need to experience another environment and broaden my horizon slightly, see how other places do it. So whether that's in footy, either clubland or governing body, or whether that's in another sport, I'm just having a look around the place and see what's about at the moment.
How do you reckon the club is right now? What sort of a club do you think you're leaving?
I think it's in a good spot. Now, people might scoff at that, given the win-loss ratio, of course, this year. There's a number of circumstances around that, of course. But revenue's up, our membership's right up. We're doing a lot of really good stuff off-field. A lot of our processes within the footy department are very, very good. We certainly need to get some more players through the trade period and free agency period if we can. Our injury rate has been diabolical this year with our missed games. And when that happens to a young list, then that really, really has effect. But certainly, I think it's on the right path. It's just going to take some time still.
Talking to the outgoing head of footy at Carlton, Andrew McKay, it's interesting. In recent years, I remember when John Worsfold was at the West Coast Eagles, Damien Hardwick said the same thing, Brad Scott said the same thing in North Melbourne about the talent they had at their disposal, that not everyone in the footy world could see at that time. Do you believe that we're not all seeing exactly how promising and optimistic the future of Carlton is right now?
I think so. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of negativity, I think, around the Blues. But got to keep in mind that, you know, we've got a number of really good players been on the sidelines all year. Doherty, Plowman's been on the sidelines a good chunk of that. Marth Banks been on the sidelines a good chunk of that. Wiedering's been in and out with injury and things. So we've had quite a few players on the sidelines. Burn again. So our back line in particular has been raised by injury, and it's been quite unsettled. We do need to fill that gap. I'm saying we still, Tim. Yep. We do need to fill that gap of that age bracket between that sort of 22, 23 and 27 age bracket. We're a bit thin there. We've obviously got Paddy Cripps, who's been enormous this year, and Sam Docker, who's a very good player, and a couple of others. But we need to get more players in that bracket, and we need to do that via some mature trades and certainly some free agency. When you're down the bottom, that's a little bit more difficult, but the boys are working very hard to make that happen.
So the question of a priority pick's always going to be raised at this time of year, and I know that the Carlton Footy Club did want to address it. In fact, Sam Docherty said they didn't want one. What's your thoughts? Has it changed a bit?
I think, given how the season's panned out, Gaz, I'm sure Carlton's rethinking that. You obviously can't ask for one until the end of the year in the first place, so... You know, we were talking a number of months ago, hoping the season would improve, hoping the injury rate would improve, so the season could improve, basically, on that win-loss. Look, I think we'll certainly revisit it again at the end of the season, well after I'm gone. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually do ask for one.
So was that the strategy when that was first raised from the club's perspective? Okay, we are not going to buy into this now. Others want to talk about it, they can, but we as a football club are just not going to buy into it?
Yeah, there's part of that. I think there's part of it as well that, you know, we set a list management strategy in place 3 years ago. We'd go to the draft, build from the bottom up, which is a pretty courageous move. A footy club in that industry being an impatient industry as it is, knowing that you're going to have some pain short term, but we've done that deliberately. And so, you know, for us to do that deliberately and then go cap in hand to the AFL, we probably didn't feel as comfortable back then as we probably do now, given the fact that we've only won two games for the year now.
Hey, Macca, we'll let you go. We just wanted to touch base and congratulate you on your time at Carlton, both as a player and an administrator, and whatever the future holds. I know you'll be fantastic at it, and some organisation will be all the better for having you. And you've been great to our show, so we appreciate it, mate.
No, thanks, Gaz. Thanks for all your support over the years. And, yeah, I may still be in the industry, so we'll see. We'll see how we go. But thanks very much for your support.
Andy, just one final question, right, quickly. Yeah. What chances Carlton have of landing a big fish in this off-season?
It's a good question, Tim. I think there's a good chance, but time will tell. To be honest, Tim, I've excluded myself from list management over the last 6 weeks or so just in case I do end up at another club.
Okay.
So I'm not across the goings-on over the last month or so. But, you know, I think there's a good chance that... we'll get one, proverbially. But, you know, if it's not this year, it'll certainly be next year.
Good on you, Macca.